Lars Larson.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a Monday. It's the Radio Northwest Network, and we serve the Pacific Northwest states of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho with honestly provocative talk. And how can you get much more provocative than the drug problem that, in particular, the Pacific Northwest has? And when I say that, Oregon now ranks as the worst drug problems in any state in America. Washington not far behind because voters de facto legalized hard drugs in Oregon and because the courts effectively legalized the possession of hard drugs in the state of Washington. So I decided we'd get Senator Mike Padden on, who's a Republican from the Spokane Valley and the ranking member of Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator Padden, welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon, Lars. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'm told people say, well, gosh, in fact, the Chronicle posed this, Spokane Chronicle, as a quandary the state has faced. Why is it a quandary if the state Supreme Court says the statute as it's written is unconstitutional? Why is it such a quandary just to write it in a form that is constitutional and make hard drugs illegal again? Because people are dying right now. In fact, I told my audience that the King County Medical Examiner literally says they're running out of freezer space for the body bags. It's that bad.
It's unbelievable. It's not a quandary at all. All that needs to be done, a very simple fix, and I've got that in Senate Bill 5035, is to add the word knowingly in. That would solve all the problems. I mean, the court never said there was anything wrong with a felony per se. It just was not having knowingly in there. But the Democrats, rather than do that, in effect decriminalized drug possession, and we've had 2 years of absolute disaster with drug cases increasing dramatically, especially the fentanyl. And as you mentioned, Lars, with it hard to believe, the King County morgue doesn't have enough room because they're having over an overdose a day, and all these bodies are flooding the morgue.
Well, let me ask you something, though, because when you say we'll change it to knowingly possessed controlled substances, I'm not a lawyer, but I could see the problem with that. And let me make a comparison. State of Oregon went crazy on car thefts. And why? Because the lawyers figured out a trick. They'd walk into the judge and say, Your Honor, yes, the police caught my client driving a stolen car, but he didn't know it was stolen. It was given to him by Mike down by the river. Mike down by the river gave him the car. He had no idea it was stolen. And it basically stopped prosecution of car theft. So would your law, 5035, would it say you have to prove the person knowingly possessed controlled substances? Because if the guy who gets arrested figures out, all I got to do is tell the cops, yeah, there's some white powder in a baggie, but I have no idea what it was. A friend of mine gave it to me, so I didn't knowingly possess hard drugs.
Yeah, well, the Blake case, which this came from, was out of Spokane County, and this young woman had drugs in her jeans, and the jury convicted her. They didn't prove knowingly, and so eventually the state Supreme Court overturned it. It was after the Court of Appeals upheld the verdict, and then it was a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court. I think it was a wrongly decided decision, but that's what it was. And they said, well, you didn't have knowingly in the statute. Obviously, somebody has drugs in their jeans. Come on, you know, and they don't know it's there. That's hard to believe. The jury, I don't think, believe that, but the state Supreme Court, with I think some wrongful thinking, did. But no, it's the law enforcement. There's a strongly believe we had knowingly in. We'll be able to have a, and it needs to be a felony. That's the other thing.
Yeah, it does.
It needs to be a felony because of the seriousness, and you got to have some leverage. Even if people want to get into treatment, there's got to be leverage that they successfully go into treatment and complete it. So we have 14 sponsors on Senate Bill 5035. It'll be in the mix. The Democrats don't like penalties of any sort. They may allow a gross misdemeanor, but what they did, didn't work. And they, in effect, decriminalized it by saying a misdemeanor, but you get two attempts at diversion, but nobody's accountable. to see if you really did the treatment, you know. So
well, not only that, but Senator, as I understand it, in at least in Pierce County, there's no system for tracking the first two. So they say the third time you get tagged, then we can find you guilty. There's no system for tracking any of that. So they say, we don't know if we pick this guy up or gal up for the first, second, or third time. But can you at least get the Democrats to sign on board this? Do they understand that if they look south to Oregon, Oregon did the same thing. They said, well, we'll just persuade people to go into treatment. And it doesn't work. I mean, they literally have said we've spent tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars offering up treatment. And unless you have something that pushes an addict into treatment, they don't go.
You got to have the leverage, and you're right. The it's all over the state. I mean, it didn't work anywhere in the state, not just Pierce County. I doubt that there was one case prosecuted of a misdemeanor because nobody could keep track, and the police agencies don't communicate with each other on this level.
No, and I don't even know how they'd set it. I guess if you write somebody a misdemeanor ticket and say, okay, we've written one, now we'll write you another one, and then on the third go-round, we can get to it.
Yeah.
But are any of your Democrat colleagues, I don't think much of Democrats, but I'd put one of your colleagues on. I'd love to ask one of your colleagues, how many body bags do they have to stack up in a freezer truck out back of the King County Medical Examiner's office before you're going to be willing to say, this is a problem and we have to fix it?
Right. Well, there are a few outliers that want to do something about this, but they don't believe their party would allow it to be a felony, their leadership. So they've got some bills, but by and large, they're fairly weak.
But if the felony gets the person into treatment, and it did that for a long time in Oregon and in Washington State, if that gets the person into treatment, who cares if it's a felony? And let the judge say to the person, get on this program, take treatment, I'll hold the felony, I can't remember the term, but we'll hold the felony, and if you complete the treatment, we'll wipe it off, but if you don't complete the treatment, we'll hit you with a felony. What's the harm of doing that if it gets the person into treatment?
None at all. In fact, ours, we have these drug courts, which are in Superior Court and require a felony charge to get in. And that's the whole setup. And they've been quite successful in getting people into treatment and helping some people turn their lives around and get out of this hardcore addiction to fentanyl or meth or heroin or whatever it is.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Senator Patton. I'm going to suggest my audience, many of whom may have the misfortune of having a Democrat rep or a Democrat senator who represents them in Olympia, say, pick up the phone and call these jokers and say, how high does the stack of bodies have to be before you're going to be willing to save some lives and change the law? Senator Mike Patton from the Spokane Valley, it's Senate Bill 5035. Coming up, I want to talk about some of those drugs that are out there right now. And you're listening to the Lars Larson Show.